Stay tuned after the show for a message from Amazon.
Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Jake Sherman. 43 days until Election Day, the White House is considering the following people for the Supreme Court: Amy Coney Barrett, Kate Todd, Barbara Lagoa, and Allison Rushing.
Expect a nomination announcement this week. Peter Baker and Maggie Haberman wrote on A1 of the New York Times that it could come as soon as Tuesday. Driving this process, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and White House Counsel Pat Cipione. Also this week, government funding on the floor of the House, and maybe, just maybe, new COVID relief talks. For those counting at home, Andrew Desiderio and Nolan D. McCaskill report that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell locked up some key support from Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, who was retiring and was viewed as a potential swing vote. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, a member of McConnell's leadership team, also fell in line.
Here's a question worth pondering. Does the Supreme Court fight make COVID relief less or more likely? We could argue it either way. More likely, everyone's eyes are somewhere else, so Meadows and Mnuchin can quietly approach the Democrats. Less likely, a Supreme Court vacancy is all-consuming. It sucks up all the oxygen, especially so close to the election. Remember, 9 days until the government shuts down, a battle for the Senate, Sabato's crystal ball is moving Susan Collins' race to lean Democrat, and Lindsey Graham's from likely Republican to lean Republican.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Joe Biden is leading Trump among Latino voters in a recent Wall Street Journal, NBC, and Telemundo poll. Biden got 62% while Trump had 26%. David Siders has a look at a worrying trend line for Trump, losing white voters in swing states like Minnesota and Wisconsin. And Chris Catalego has a smart story, looking at how liberals want blood post-RBG, and Joe Biden is sticking with bipartisanship. And the culture wars are back. The Times reports that abortion is no longer a back burner issue, and Gabby Orr has a look at how the outside groups are wrangling over a court litmus test.
In a headline that no one really predicted, Elena Schneider has the latest on Biden's huge cash lead. He is now outspending Trump 2-1. Biden enters the final stretch of the campaign with more than $141 million more in the bank than Trump. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will go to Dayton, Ohio at 3 p.m. He'll arrive there at 4:40 and give a speech at 5. He'll depart at 6:05 en route to Swanton, Ohio. Trump will head to the Toledo Airport and give a speech at 7 p.m. He'll depart at 8:25 and head back to Washington, where he'll arrive at 10 at the White House. Joe Biden is traveling to Wisconsin to deliver remarks. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Amazon is investing $18 billion in 2020 on ways to help small and medium-sized businesses reach more customers worldwide. That provides more selection for you and helps independent businesses grow and thrive. Learn more through aboutamazon.com.